USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America remembering 21 years later. Memorial ceremonies for the 9/11 terrorist attacks taking place across the country. In New York, the solemn tradition of reading the names of the 2,983 men, women, and children who perished in the attack took place. Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, joined current New York Mayor Eric Adams, along with one of his predecessors, Michael Bloomberg, in the audience at what is now a memorial site in Lower Manhattan. President Biden gave his remarks at the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. First Lady Jill Biden spoke at a ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II arrived in Edinburgh on Sunday. Mourners lined the highways, byways, and every other passageway to pay their respects for the longest reigning monarch in British history. Her successor, her eldest son, King Charles III, will be there on Monday. Queen Consort Camilla will be with him. Ukrainian troops continue to press forward as the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant captures the most attention due to it being at the center of the fighting. The Zaporizhia plant has shut down its last operational reactor as a safety precaution. Meanwhile, the Kremlin pulling back troops as Ukrainian forces once again reclaim areas in the Kharkiv region as the war entered its 200th day. Visa announced Saturday its intentions of joining MasterCard and American Express and separately categorizing credit card transactions that take place at gun shops. The new merchant code from the industry was announced on Friday. Two Native American tribes in South Dakota have partnered to buy 40 acres around the Wounded Knee National Historic Landmark, calling the purchase of the land an act of cooperation to ensure that the area was preserved as a sacred site. We're online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This week, North Korea announced what it will do in terms of its nuclear weapons program, which includes launching a nuclear retaliation, quote, automatically and immediately if Kim Jong-un is incapacitated in an attack.
North Korea is endorsing the use of preemptive nuclear strikes for self-defense purposes. That's what state media reported, while also noting a new law stops talks about denuclearization. There were steps taken during the Trump administration to get the North to move toward that. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another sign that we're starting to live with COVID, this time coming from America's highest court.
The U.S. Supreme Court will allow the public to hear arguments in person for the first time in about 2.5 years following a closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Justice Chief John Roberts has confirmed the court's 9 justices, all of whom have been vaccinated against COVID-19, will begin hearing a new round of cases when the court's next term kicks off on October 3rd. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The horror film Barbarian won the weekend box office. It's the story of a young woman who finds her Airbnb rented house rarely occupied by a stranger in a half-ruined section of Detroit. Brahmastra Part 1, Shiva, Bullet Train, Top Gun, Maverick, and DC League of Super Pets round out the top 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.